as it turns out, you know, we are so slow to change our behavior because we keep seeing in the hospital, for example, examples of here's an infection. If I don't treat that infection, this patient is going to die. And so we forget then to back up and say the reason that patient has an infection is because we so damaged the soil system that there's now weed-like growth of a couple of organisms, and we're going to go in and try to wipe out the weeds. And the response is going to be more and more aggressive weeds and more drug-resistant weeds. And that's, of course, exactly what I see now when I'm working with farmers all the time now in their soil systems. When I go out into a farm on a conventional landscape, it's not unusual for us to see these, you know, Roundup resistant weeds that are taking over farms. They can be the size of Christmas trees, these weeds with like trunk like size things. They've been so forced into this extreme effort to recover the biology of this dying soil system. As soon as you stop trying to kill them, 1 year later, that soil no longer has that weed present. The need for that weed went away because the soil began to recover its ecosystem. And so if in our damage control, we need a moment of antibiotics, we need to, instead of saying now you're better from your pneumonia, we need to say we just made things worse and you're going to come back next year or in a few months with something much worse. And unfortunately, that may be cancer because we just wiped out your microbiome again.